wasn't born for digging deep holes. I'm not made for paving long roads. I ain't cut out to climb high line poles, but I'm pretty good at drinking beer.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome into the next episode of Guys Drinking Beer. It's Nate Dogg, and you know, I have had a lot of emails recently about people asking me when the next episode of Guys Drinking Beer was going to be. And here was the deal. I've been very busy. And it's been it's quite the production to put this show on, as you can see. I've been trying to figure out a way to take Guys Drinking Beer on the road. We have figured that out, and this weekend, me
How'd you figure it out?
And a bunch of my buddies are taking our annual trip to Cleveland for the Browns opening game. So here we are in the basement of one of my buddies from back home and in my hometown of West Unity, Ohio. So it's Guys Drinking Beer on the Road. We'll go around the room like we normally do. You guys know the rules. We don't have to go over those by now. We are like on our 10th episode or whatever it is. Sitting to my direct left in the hot seat is a longtime guest. He is tied for the record number of appearances on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Kushaw.
Hey, welcome to the show.
Captain Kushaw, what are you drinking tonight?
Some Bud Light, so you know what? Don't fuck with me.
Yeah. Right to his left, we have a newcomer and first time on the show and second ever female appearance, Lynn Bordeaux.
Wow. Big stop right there.
Wait a minute.
What's your name again?
Yeah.
Come on. What is it?
Give us a really like phone sex voice.
Oh, come on.
Right in the mic.
Lynn Bordeaux.
Very nice. Lynn Bordeaux, what are you drinking tonight? $5 Phil. And right to her left is Ball Game, who owns the beautiful facility we are live in this evening. Ball Game, what are you drinking tonight?
I'm drinking a little Bud Light, you know, just as much as I can.
I like that. And to his left, we have longtime guests, also tied for the record number of appearances on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, Emmy Award-winning Miserable Bastard.
Thank you.
Yeah, he's pretty much a dickhead.
Thank you. You know what? I was going to kill you in this episode. That way, next time
we'll
I appear, I will win. I will win.
I will have to say before we go any further that you two are tied for the record number of appearances. And I remember the last time that Captain Kushaw was on the show, I was telling the Miserable Bastard that Captain Kushaw had done another episode. And he immediately said to me, "How many is that? How many is that? Oh, how many times has he been on the show?"
Not even good.
Because I'm going to take your ass down.
Yeah, I don't know. Captain Kushaw's got some serious old man strength.
I've
been tossed across the room a couple times here.
I can vouch for that.
Captain Kushaw.
That was nasty.
I can vouch for that. Okay, so here's what
he
we're going to do.
He also stinks.
I can also vouch for that.
Only on the weekends.
Fart a lot, dude.
Yeah, it's only on the weekends. Shit happens.
Every other weekend, huh?
So here's what we're going to do.
Yeah, whatever.
You guys know how this works. So the subject tonight is football, obviously, because we leave in the morning for Cleveland, and we're going to see the Browns game.
Wait, we're going to watch football?
Brownies! We're going to watch some football,
I thought this was just drinking beer weekend.
Well, it is tonight. It's just a little drinking beer tonight. But what I wanted to do, because we have the second ever female guest on the show.
I'm getting a boner.
In Lynn Bordeaux. I wanted to get, before we, as a football would, before we talk about football.
That a boy Miserable Bastard.
Get
that?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm feeling good now until you said that.
It's Linda.
I don't know if you should say
What was her name again?
Lynn Bordeaux.
Lynn Bordeaux. I thought I was, I'm getting a boner.
Well, I mean, you know. If it does that for you, I guess it counts. I mean, you know. Before we go around the room and we talk about football, let's get the female perspective first. Because I know Lynn is a cool chick, and Lynn, I don't know you that well.
Oh, that a boy. Holy Jesus, you might have put that right up on your asshole, I think I saw
wow.
that one.
Wow.
Yeah. No, you didn't even
see
that one.
Seriously, I got put beside that guy.
Good.
Seriously.
Yeah. Lord.
That is going to require a Clorox wipe if anyone else uses
Crank that.
That
went Miserable Bastard.
Yeah, I'll get the window there.
Captain. You just call him the captain.
Yeah, this is the captain. It's all good.
My bad, but open the window.
That might be a good idea. By the way, how about a round of applause for Ball Game's facilities here? And allowing us to broadcast
I'm telling
live.
You. Ball Game. Yeah. Ball Game, these are awesome, man. I'm okay. telling you what.
Well,
it is great.
Let's get the female input from Lynn Bordeaux before we start talking about football, because she's a cool chick, and I have a feeling that she is a football fan and probably watches a lot of football. So, all right, well, let's just start out with this because this is the question we'll start with for everyone. What does football season mean to you? Because I know when football season comes around, it's like you get that feeling and it's like you cannot wait for football season to start. What does that mean for you as a female football fan? Put it in perspective for us.
Drinking beer, laying on the couch, and watching Michigan win.
Oh, so we...
We're going right to college now.
So we
We're
have,
going right to college.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, we skipped right to college, I guess.
I guess.
Favorite teams is what
well,
we're
I under, I understand here. I understand the whole point of laying on the couch because that's a straight hangover, you know, that's what you got to do the next day.
just
laying out body odor like I cannot believe right now.
I will tell you, the miserable bastard is not that big of a sports fan, so when he doesn't know what's going on, he just farts and burps. You know what I mean? So, okay, so that's a good way to open up the show.
I know this.
That's what I'm talking about.
I hate Rich Rodriguez.
You do hate. He does.
I hate Rich Rodriguez.
He does hate
for what he did to WVU. What?
That's only because he's from West
Virginia. Oh, what the hell was that ball game?
I don't know.
What the hell? You bitching at me, and then here you go, farting and puking. My God. Did you even use your Old Spice today?
No, Arm & Hammer was on sale for 99 cents at Myers.
And this is what it's going to be like the entire weekend. This is why I wanted to do this. So let's go around the room and let's talk about favorite teams.
The room.
Here's what I want you to do. Just one at a time, list a college team you follow and a pro team you follow, maybe. Go, Captain Kushaw.
I don't really follow any college teams.
Bullshit!
So I guess it was going to have to be the Browns, which are the best team ever.
Yeah.
Bullshit!
Okay. Oh, come on.
Okay, Ms. Bardot. Well, obviously you're a Michigan fan.
the Browns because they have to.
Oh, bullshit.
Oh, my gosh.
Because Tom Brady's hot.
Oh, even with his fucking hair? Yeah. Seriously?
That's okay. Two proteins,
I mean, his hair's longer than yours.
Kershaw, that's two proteins.
He has Brady locks. That's what it,
it's okay.
Browns, you're calling like bullshit because it's two proteins?
That's two proteins. I mean,
I have one college, two pro. It's all right.
No, I don't.
Okay, all right, ball game. Go ahead.
I'll go with the Buckeyes for college. Ohio State Buckeyes. And then brownies, baby.
All
brownies.
Right. And miserable bastard, this ought to be interesting.
I'm just going to say Tom Brady's hot.
Do you know anyone? Who has the hottest cheerleaders?
Now I really don't want to sit by this
who
guy.
Who has the hottest cheerleaders right here?
Well, he is.
Wow. He has longer hair than you, too, by the way. Where are you going, ball game?
Goddamn beer.
All right, ball game is getting a beer. We have a refill already.
Okay, hang on. Here we go. We got to listen for it.
Yeah, we got to have the open.
You got to listen for it.
Get the open on the microphone there, ball game.
Put the mic up.
That's it.
That is a fabulous sound.
Peak that meter. Peak that meter.
That's what I'm talking about.
Put that shit in red. That's what I'm talking about.
Mm. And my college team, WVU.
Yeah, we know you're a Mountaineer fan, and that's cool. We
where?
You know.
Mountains?
WVU.
I've never even heard of those.
Oh, wait a second.
That's why he hates Rich Rod.
That's why I hate Rich Rod.
That's why he hates Rich Rod. Yeah, because he's a Mountaineer fan.
It all ties in.
My bad.
Yeah. You know, eventually, when the miserable bastard talks enough, it'll eventually make sense.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay? It kind of works like that. So we know that we're leaving tomorrow morning.
That was a beautiful ball game.
Thank you, sir.
We're leaving tomorrow morning for Cleveland. This is normal, by the way.
Hey, this is, I think, one of our greatest shows ever.
Yeah, and here's what these two don't understand.
The only reason because we're setting it a bar tonight. That's the best part.
Here's what these two don't understand, too, is that we even though we
these
have a
two
subject.
Meaning who, too?
Oh, Lynn Bordeaux and Ballgame, who are newcomers to Guys Drinking Beer. Even though we have a subject, we rarely stick to it. And by the end of the hour or however long it fucking takes, nobody knows what the hell just went on. So this is fine. But we do have to maintain some kind of order. So here's what we'll do. So tomorrow we know we're leaving for Cleveland. And we're going to go see some pro football. But even though pro football has kicked off, obviously the college game has kicked off before. Football season in general.
That was a junior belt.
That was pretty weird.
It was. I agree with
it. Oh, whoa!
Yeah,
Bardo!
There we go. Football season in general has kicked off. So let's do this. Let's let's talk about what football season means to us as individuals.
Beer.
Okay. Obviously, I knew that, beer. You know, bastard, I knew it was going to be your answer.
The same damn thing.
Tailgate.
It's beer, food.
I had a new game I discovered today, washers.
Oh. Which you're not very good at.
I fucking suck. I'm a, hey, that's my first game ever, ball game.
Well, I will also say this, ever. Because a little bit ago, ball game mentioned, you know, laying around on the couch. Well,
naked.
It's not a secret that some of us have known each other longer than others.
Yeah, I don't want to see ball game laying on a couch naked.
I don't want to sit by this guy anymore. Come on.
Well,
you can sit over by Captain.
It's not a secret that some of us have known each other than others. I have known ball game and Captain Kushal 20 plus years, probably.
Have they ever kissed each other?
Not if he's naked.
I mean, maybe on New Year's Eve, but that's like a woman kisses a man. It's not like a man kisses a man. Whatever. Anyway, I can remember going to a ball game's house when I was younger, and you'd walk in on Sunday, and there'd be ball game and his two younger brothers and his dad, and they'd all be in their fucking underwear, sitting on all the available sitting surfaces in the living room, while mom was like acting all uncomfortable because all the men in the family were in their underwear.
And she was working her ass off.
She'd be in the kitchen, and she'd be in the kitchen cooking something delicious, and they'd be all relaxing. So, yeah, obviously, it's laying around on the couch, but I think what... Football season, because I'll start this. What football season means to me, very nice. This weekend, I think, is my official start to football season. Now, we've had a week of college games and a week of pro games. But the Brownies open up on Sunday. And normally, we go for the first game of the season is the home opener. This week, they open up away.
A little long-winded here.
Yeah. No, it's my fucking...
Yeah, really?
Hey.
You need to talk to a consultant.
Hey, I'll point at you when it's your turn to talk. And it's my fucking show. So football season means to me is like this weekend is opening season for me. That's all I wanted to say.
Well, you could have said that in 1 second.
Well, listen,
that would have been like 12 minutes ago before you went on saying, "La la 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 la."
Hey, I'm trying to make it interesting. I got to. Oh, you guys want some guys drinking beer trivia?
What?
No.
Okay. Miserable Bastard and Captain Kushal are tied for the record. Most number of appearances on the show.
We know that.
Okay. Guess who has the most appearances? Me, motherfuckers. It's my show.
Hey, you didn't give me a chance to answer.
Yeah, you didn't.
I would have won that one. I don't believe.
Hey,
Miserable Bastard's a
Nate Dogg, you weren't on
dude.
The first episode.
Yes, I was.
No, you weren't.
Yeah, I was.
I listened. You weren't there, dude.
Yes, I was.
You edited yourself out.
Captain Kushal. Captain Kushal and I talked about the Winter Olympics, which had been over for about 3 weeks.
Yeah. All right,
lame.
Move on.
It was lame. All right, so let's go to Lynn Bordeaux. Yeah. Lynn, let's just talk
about... I love
about,
that name, by
let's
the way.
Let's just talk about what football season means to you before we make you read something embarrassing.
I answered this already.
Yeah, but just go
again,
with it.
Again, couch,
yeah.
Beer,
and Tom Brady.
Tom Brady.
Chili?
All the above, yeah.
Okay, so let's just mix those together. So what if Tom Brady was laying on your couch covered in chili?
Oh, God, that'd be a dream come true.
Even if it was in his
Sorry,
hair.
Todd.
I just can't.
I don't picture him to be a hairy guy. He's probably manscaped quite well.
Oh, my God. Listen, I never thought we'd ever have the term manscaped on
wow.
guys drinking
wow.
beer.
That is
drinking
wow.
beer.
Yeah. That's a word.
That's definitely what we get for having women on the show.
Women manscaped? Who are drinking wine.
Okay, so
it's women wino, and yeah. she's not finished with her glass yet.
That's because my first glass got spilled.
That's.
Yeah, by oh, Captain Cruncho. By Captain Cruncho.
Captain Cruncho. Miserable Crunch. Bastard always pays attention to people's names. All right, well then let's talk about manscaping then. Since that was brought up. What is an acceptable level of manscape? Okay, let's just say, hypothetically speaking,
yes.
you're with a dude and you've never seen the nether regions and you get down there. And it's manscaped, but let's just say it's like baby soft smooth. Is that
running for the door?
Does that freak you out, or
freaking,
is that a go?
Gone out of there.
So
that's a little too homo for me. Am I allowed to say homo?
Oh. No, you're allowed to say whatever you want.
So, hey, this is uncensored over
so,
here.
So Manscaped completely smooth is homo? I like it.
Completely head to toe smooth? No.
Like
I need
a swimmer.
A hair.
Wait, no. we didn't say head to toe.
Because Michael Phelps gets some ass
there,
and he's smooth.
Everywhere else. No. No.
They gotta be a little bit of forest. Yeah, you have to work a little bit.
A little bit.
All right, okay.
A little bit of forest.
Gull's fucking
woods
manscape. Are you kidding me?
A little bit of Gull's woods. You're running if you're gonna it. Deal with some shit.
I had to. Well, we need to figure out something embarrassing for her to do. Somebody's cell phone is fucking with guys drinking beer right now.
Uh oh.
What are you doing?
I don't know.
Was that your phone?
It might be my phone.
Was that your phone? You know better.
No,
phone's off.
Not mine.
It's not your phone. Okay.
It's not mine.
All right. So let's talk about teams we hate.
The Buckeyes.
I kind of knew that was coming.
Why would you hate the Buckeyes? They built this city on rock and roll.
Oh, come on.
What the fuck are you talking about over there?
Cheese ball.
Okay, corn dog.
Oh my God!
Oh, so far from the woman, we have pubes and food. That's
two of my favorites. Don't mix them together.
Don't mix them together.
Oh, too bad.
Okay, who else? Who else hates the team?
Well,
ball game. I'm guessing you
hate
the Wolverines.
I do hate a team.
Who do you hate? Who do you hate, bastard?
I hate
you didn't
Marshall.
Think too hard.
No. I was debating whether I wanted to say it. I hate Marshall.
Why? You got to have a reason.
I am so marshaled out. I fucking hate Marshall. Here in Marshall. Marshall, Marshall. This has got to be Marshall. We got a Marshall Sporting Minute. God damn it. Can we just get off the Marshall?
This will be off the record. I'll
I am so sick of hearing about fucking goddamn Marshall.
Okay, all right. Anybody else hate a team?
Yeah, Marshall. Marshall, Marshall. Marshall, Marshall, Marshall. Marshall, Marshall.
That's all you hear. Fucking. Oh, you got your green on today? God damn it. Shut the fuck up.
Well, listen. Bastard, I know why you hate when people wear green. Because people plan to wear green, and you roll out of bed and put on whatever the fuck's laying on the end of your bed.
Well, yeah.
So you're never going to be able to coordinate a green day. That's
There's
why you're
laying
it.
On the end of my bed.
His wife
on the
picked
floor.
Out that yellow shirt he's wearing tonight.
You like it?
Yeah, it's pretty sick.
Ball game, do you hate a team?
I don't know if I hate a team. I really don't.
Okay, so...
Have you ever ate a team?
No, I don't think I hate a team either.
Only on Sunday afternoon. Yeah.
So what's the team that you will root against no matter who they're playing?
Marshall.
It's gotta be the Wolverines, right?
No.
Not really.
Really? So you're one of those smart Buckeye fans.
Yeah.
You went to a Wolverines
game?
Yeah,
I went to the home opener.
Butthole College was a bad team.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
Good thing
I sat in the UConn.
Good thing they weren't playing Appy State this year.
Yeah, right.
Might ask for your money back. Oh, Lynn Bordeaux took a little bit of offense to that. Kushal, do you hate a team?
That's pretty bad.
Why?
You got to have the Big Ten experience. No. Bullshit.
Supposedly, I'm going to go to a game this year, but we'll see. Crickets.
Okay.
Crickets.
Yeah. You know who I hate? Syracuse. I'm just throwing it out there.
For the orange?
Yeah, I just think that's a stupid fucking mascot, so I hate Syracuse.
And it's a dumb name for
a
town.
I don't like the Oregon Ducks.
That's a trivia question.
I think they're ugly.
Like the Ducks?
Yeah, I think they're ugly. The uniforms, everything about them, ugly.
Well, you know, they have Nike in their pocket.
Yeah.
That's why they have ugly uniforms. Yeah.
That's a trivia question right there, though.
Phil Knight has a locker in the Oregon locker room. He has his own locker in there. It's true. The Nike headquarters is in Portland, Oregon.
Mm-hmm. Who gives a fuck? Yeah. Good one, ball game.
Yeah.
I'm just hanging in there.
All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we will talk
Dogs
more about football. And we will let Captain Kushal pick the musical break again. You got something in mind, Kushal?
Well, what is it?
Why don't you say it in the microphone? You've done this before.
My headphones on the table.
Yeah. I'm going to take your headphones away in like 5 minutes.
There's only one song that could... It's got to be Afternoon Delight.
Are you serious?
This is the best song ever.
All right.
Going to find my baby. Going to
hold her
tight.
Maybe we should just do it a cappella.
No, we not can even, do that.
Okay.
Sky rockets in flight.
Afternoon delight. All right, we'll take a break, and we'll take a break to the sounds of the Starland Vocal Band. Afternoon Delight. We'll be right back as Sky's drinking beer.
Gonna find my baby, gonna hold her tight, gonna grab some afternoon delight. My motto's always been, when it's right, why wait until the middle of a cold, dark night? When everything's a little clearer in the light of day, and we know the night is always gonna be here anyway. Thinking of you's working up my appetite, looking forward to a little afternoon delight. Rubbing sticks and stones together make the sparks ignite, and the thought of loving you is getting so excited. Sky rockets in flight. So polite, I always thought a fish could not be caught who didn't bite. But you got some bait awaiting, and I think I might like heaven in a little afternoon delight. Sky rockets in flight, afternoon delight. The sun gone down. Thinking of you's working up an appetite. Looking forward to a little afternoon delight. Rubbing sticks and stones together make a spark ignite. And the thought of rubbing you is getting so exciting. Sky rockets in flight. Afternoon delight.
Hi, this is Christopher Walken, and today's episode of Guys Drinking Beer, it's the greatest episode of the show they've ever done. Your grandfather wanted you to have today's show, and that's why your grandfather fought in Vietnam. It's Guys Drinking Beer. Keep it here, I'll kill you.
All right, welcome back to Guys Drinking Beer. It is Nate Dogg along with Captain Kushaw, Lynn Bordeaux, Ball Game, and the Miserable Bastard. Talked about some football in the first half, and we are live on location in Ball Game's basement, West Unity, Ohio, my hometown, by the way.
My hometown.
Now we're going to talk about bars, since we are enjoying sitting around the bar here. We've never done an episode sitting around the bar.
Dodge, baby, dodge.
Let's talk about what makes a good bar. What do you like about a bar? The guys drink a beer, it only makes sense, right?
Oh, love that sound. Love that sound.
That's a good sound. That's a bar.
You know, what makes a good bar is when everyone knows your name when they walk in. Dodge, baby, dodge. Come on.
Dim lighting. You really don't want to see anyone's face.
That's true. Well, let's talk about Dodge, because obviously people listening might not know what Dodge is, but Dodge is a local bar here. And Ball Game and I, and along with Captain Kushaw, we're all from the same area. And we like I said before, we've known each other quite a few years. So we're familiar with Dodge. It happens to be a local bar. You guys are more familiar with Dodge than I am. So I'm going to turn it over to you, and let's talk about Dodge.
Dodge Ball?
That
is true.
All right, we're going to edit that out because we want to continue to smoke.
Last time you were with me, we could smoke in that bar.
We could drink a lot and we could sing some good songs.
Hey, and you know what? You can't even smoke in that bar with a beer can. You need a cigarette ashtray. I was just there last weekend. Ashtrays. If you're going to light up, you got to smoke in an ashtray.
Wow.
Because they're high class.
The bartender will even give you a light.
So you can smoke a Dodge.
Do you have to put holes in the pop can?
No.
I mean, you can if you want to.
I'm just asking.
What are we smoking out of here?
Usually put little holes in, dent it. You know, hey, I don't know anything about this shit. But that's how you usually do it at Dodge. That's, hey, you know, hey.
Is that
wow.
That's legal at Dodge?
I think so, isn't it?
What type of cigarettes are you smoking?
Kershaw's been there more than I have.
Is it left-handed?
I don't know, but that's how it is.
Left-handed cigarettes?
As long as the cops don't get called, which their main station is right behind us, it doesn't matter. It's all on
what
Dodge.
What if you had like a, just, you know, a tap keg? In the parking lot at Dodge. You know, what happens then, Kershaw?
Well, there was this one time that we thought it was all fun and games to take a tap keg into Dodge City.
There you go.
But
same thing, right?
Yeah.
Same thing.
Well, we got pulled over leaving, and the only thing the cop did was shook our driver's hand and said, "Thank you for driving your drunk ass friends around."
And you had a
Dodge cops. I mean, where are the cops from?
No,
it's Dodge. It's sheriffs. It was sheriffs.
You had a tapped keg.
We had a tapped keg. Well, in the back of a Trailblazer.
Yeah, the idea. The idea was they're gonna have a kegger, and then we were gonna have a bunch of people over. No one showed. All right, so we took the keg, we loaded in the back of the Blazer, and we were going to bar hop.
With the keg.
With the keg, tapped. You know, we had our big 32-ounce cups filled with beer driving around. And our driver, who luckily enough had one beer maybe.
He said he had three beers all night long.
Three beers my ass.
If you know this guy... He should have not even been walking by the time he drove us to bar.
Yeah, he rolled through a stop, pulled into the Dodge parking lot, and there are cherries and berries right there. The boys sat and pulled us over. We all dumped out our 32-ounce glasses that we had.
The best part was when we saw the cop, we all dumped our cup beer in the back of the keg. And
maybe
all of a sudden
mine was on the floor.
Well, wherever it ended up. And all of a sudden we saw the cop give our driver a handshake. We're like, what the hell is going on here?
All right. So Kershaw, what did we do after that? What did we do after we got pulled over in the parking lot, the whole nine? What did we do that? We go inside Dodge.
We had a few beers.
Shots.
There was one time that there. Wait, shots are
okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
But wait,
it wasn't a Denican. It was all right.
But when we walked in there, it was all tequila, bud, tequila, bud.
Well,
tequila,
yeah, it bud. Was picking time. So
it
you
was
know,
picking time right there. What do we want? We want a tequila or Bud is all you could get from the bar right there.
Hey, there's a few workers around. That's all I'm saying.
So tell me again what it looked like when the cop turned the lights on. That's my favorite.
Well, you know, you had to have open container, maybe. I don't know.
No, I was talking about cherries and berries.
Cherries and berries?
Yeah. That's my favorite. I love that term, cherries and berries.
Cherries and berries.
It's the same thing. You know, only in this part of the country would it be socially acceptable to put an open keg in the back of an SUV and drive around to the bar.
And get a handshake from a cop.
Yeah. Well, you probably went to high school with that cop. It's usually the way it works around here.
That doesn't always work because I got that DUI right. from my neighbor. And I blew under the little bastard, and he said, this may be awkward, but I still have to give you a DUI. Yeah, fuck you, dude.
You blew under?
I blew
How do you get a DUI?
Well, blew yeah, really?
Okay, this has been a couple years ago, so it was a .099 is what I blew. It was one whatever. This was the DUI.
Mm-hmm.
Years ago.
Spent. Wow. It's been a few years ago. Eat my ass.
It's been a while ago because I remember this.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I know. I know.
Nowadays it's .08.
Yeah, I know who the
.08 my ass. That's not even close to being drunk.
No, it is not.
I'm .08 at 10 o'clock in the morning.
We wake up .08.
I will tomorrow.
I know who the state trooper is too. By the way,
mm-hmm. Troopers
are still
bastards.
Is he still a trooper?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
All right, we won't out him then.
No, I play softball against him. I'm cool with him now, but
you ever just want to throw a ball at his face?
I had a chance, and I didn't. So you know, hey, give me a little props here for God's sakes. But you know, he's still a douchebag in my eyes. So you know,
do what?
Do it.
Do a little dance, sing a little song. Yeah. No, it's all about. I don't even like that fucker anymore.
That's okay. He can out him. He's never going to listen to this anyway.
Exactly right.
Yeah. I like how you say, like, you know, I got pulled over by this guy. He used to be nice. Man, that dude was a douchebag in high school. He really was.
That's true.
It didn't start being a douche when he pulled you over. He was a douche in high school.
That's true.
Yeah.
But the great thing was I had my boy with me who had been drinking all fucking day. And he gave him so much shit and asked him. He's drunker in hell. And asked him if he was able to drive home. I was like, fuck you, dude. You're going to pull him over in a half mile and give him the fucking DUI next. I was like, nah, it's just not. This isn't going to happen.
All right, I'm pretty sure looking around this room, and I'm just going to assume this because I don't know for sure, but I think like 60% of this room has had a DUI.
One,
two. Hey! I fought my .099 or .99, whatever the fuck it was, and won it. So.
Oh,
I
you won.
I won.
Oh, okay. Well, then you don't count.
I don't
you know
count.
What? Shit happens, and don't ever do it again.
So, what was there?
So 40% of this room is at a
DUI. What was your number again?
Yeah, I know you have.
Captain, what was your number again?
Yeah.
You said one.
Which
you said
time?
One.
Yeah, which one?
You said one.
One or two.
Yeah,
one or
no,
two.
Whoa.
Wait, no, one or two. You gotta,
I think there was two.
I know, but which one are you talking about?
Well, I could have been the one you hit the car or the one you passed out sitting in your car. I don't know. One to two.
Why don't you bring my business up in here?
I didn't say shit.
I think you're the only person I know that's ever gotten a DUI backing out of a parking space.
I think you passed out. I think you pretty much passed out.
No.
He was backing out of a space, bastard, and hit the car next to him.
That's funny.
All right. What was your BAC when you got yours, bastard? I know you have a DUI.
1.78910.
Oh, hell, you're just a little guy. That doesn't even matter.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
I was three times legal limit before they called me ass and my ass in jail.
3.0. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm done.
On that note, we will wrap up this episode of Guys Drinking Beer. More coming from this weekend, though, as we take our annual trip to Cleveland for Browns opening day for Captain Kushaw, Lynn Bordeaux, Ball Game, and the Miserable Bastard. I'm Nate Dogg, and this has been Guys Drinking Beer. Thank you so much for tuning in.
I ain't cut out to climb highline poles, but I'm pretty good at drinking beer. I'm not the type to work in a bank. I'm no good slapping on paint. Don't have a knack for making motors crank, no, but I'm pretty good at drinking beer. Hand me one more, that's what I'm here for.